The success of the U.S. women's team is especially thrilling for young soccer-playing girls who haven't had some stars to look up to for a while, and Pierre's Carrie Kahn has more.
If you ask a group of 11-year-old girls who's their favorite female soccer player, you get one answer.
My name is Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm also.
Granted, Mia Hamm is one of the game's greatest players, but the U.S. women's star forward retired back when these girls were toddlers.
I'm Gia and I'm 11.
I'm Sydney and I'm 11.
I'm JoJo and I'm 11.
That's Gia Polizzi, Sydney Collins, and JoJo Levy. JoJo clarifies that she's actually almost 12. That makes her the only one of the three alive the year Hamm and the U.S. team won the World Cup. None of these girls has ever seen Hamm play. They only know her from YouTube, which incidentally didn't exist when Hamm was playing. So Gia, Sydney, and JoJo are ready for some new idols. The U.S. women's team has plenty. The girls just have to learn some new names.
Forgot her name. The goalie.
Hope Solo.
Yes.
She's my favorite.
Hope Solo and then something Wombatch.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
The girls and boys, too, are at the soccer camp at a local park on L.A.'s west side. 11-year-old Claire Cooper and 10-year-old Sabrina Melinda love soccer and their newfound girl bragging rights.
Hope Solo's been, an amazing goalie. She makes the most amazing saves that I don't think very men could do. So that's...
Yeah. My brother's trying to mock her. When I'm kicking at him, he's trying to do Hope Solo saves, and I'm like, you're never going to be as good as her.
Having an idol is key for an athlete to succeed in a sport, says Mike Waitala. He's executive editor of Soccer America magazine and the coach of his daughter's youth soccer team.
The girls in this country who play soccer are overdue for someone to watch and to emulate and to idolize, but in the good sense of the word. And this could happen at this World Cup.
Excitement is running high for the women's team. ESPN had one of its highest TV ratings for last Wednesday's semifinal against France. Venues all over the country are readying for record crowds tomorrow, from the Civic Center in San Francisco to Abby Wambaugh's Brothers Bar in upstate New York. And youth soccer leagues are gearing up for a spike in registration, like what they saw after the Women's World Cup win back in 1999.
All right, girls, same drill, dribbling around, listen to my commands. Off we go.
At the West LA soccer camp, it's not just girls who are excited.
I've watched every one of their games. I'm pretty intense about it because I don't usually see the U.S. men's team do very well.
9-year-old Liam Carpenter-Schulman says there's no doubt who will win tomorrow. Who do you call it for?
USA.
How come?
Hope Solo. And Abby Wambach.
The other day, U.S. goalie Hope Solo said as much but was far more modest. She gave credit for the team's success to her coach, who she says lets everyone just enjoy the game like when they were kids.
Turn! I want to see a fancy turn. Lovely. Accelerate!
The young soccer fans in West LA hope the U.S. women's team does just that and wins big tomorrow against Japan. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Let's have everyone chant USA! USA! USA!